Robin Radcliffe at last told Jimmy Sullivan that she was in love with Carl Von Dorn and that they intended to be married very soon. Jimmy took the news quietly and understandingly, in no way making it difficult for Robin. Last night, Jimmy told Whitey Evans, who was a trifle bewildered with it all, that now is his opportunity to take advantage of a position writing a movie column from England, and that as soon as confirmation comes through to the paper, that he is leaving. In the meanwhile, Robin and Carl are going ahead with plans for an early marriage. They're talking it over at Carl's home.
Oh, Carl, I hadn't even thought of those things. Licenses, notice, and ministers. Where should we be married, huh?
Well, that is for you to decide, my dear.
I've always thought I'd like to be married in a great big church with a long aisle, the rays of the sun coming through the windows high in the dome. And...
Oh, then we do that, huh?
Oh, Carl, we can't. I've never given it a thought, only when I was dreaming. It's every girl's dream. Bridesmaids, white veil, lilies of the valley, reception, flowers, and all that.
Yeah, then we do it.
Oh, Carl, you're a darling for wanting to, but it's not practical for us. There'd be all that publicity and pictures and arranging to do. We haven't time, especially if we're going to start the picture in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that is so, but then...
No, we'll just go to some little church and be married quietly. I know that's what you want to do.
I want to do whatever's your wish, my dear.
Well, that's it then. We just can't have a big church wedding. And anyway, I'd be so tired after a thing like that, I'd have to have a month's rest.
Well, we go on the honeymoon, though.
Yes, that'll make up for the quiet wedding. Maybe we could go back to Palm Springs for a week or so.
Oh, if you want.
Or even better, someplace clear, far away from Hollywood. Some little town where they'd never guess who we were. A little hideout for just you and me.
Yeah.
Maybe like Carmel or Monterey, or even further up the coast. Even Santa Barbara's too close.
Perhaps, my dear, you would like to take a boat trip. Maybe down the coast of Mexico, huh?
Yes.
Or to Hawaii.
Hawaii? Oh, Carl, do you suppose we could? Would we have time?
Well, we take time. You would like to go to Hawaii?
Oh, I can't think of any place I'd rather go. But I didn't think it would be possible for us to go there. How long a trip on the boat is it?
Oh, 5 days.
Do you suppose we could? And at this time of the year, it's lovely there. Oh, I never dreamed that I'd ever go there.
You dream a lot of dreams, my dear. And we make them all come true.
Oh, Carl, most every dream I've ever had has come true. And it's been since I've known you. You've realized my dreams for me.
Oh, I would rather see you happy, my dear, than anything I could ever do for myself.
Carl, darling.
Then it's settled. We have our honeymoon in Hawaii.
Does it take just one little word from me to make it real?
That is all.
Yes. And now it's real.
Yeah.
Oh, just think. We'll be married and... how soon?
Oh, say 3-4 days. But there's much to do in that time.
I'll be busy night and day. Where'll we go to be married? Why not just one of the little towns around Hollywood and Glendale or Pasadena or Monrovia? And let's go late at night. We'll get the justice of the peace.
You want to be married by a justice of the peace?
Yes. A funny little man with a mustache like this. Chin whiskers. We'll get him up by throwing stones at his bedroom window.
Oh, my dear. You're a funny little girl. A justice of the peace with chin whiskers.
Yes.
And late at night, eh?
Oh, that would be so romantic, Carl. And we'd have his wife be our witnesses. Oh, I know. On our way to the boat, we'll be married the very last thing.
Yeah, and then we... Hey, wait, I'm forgetting something. We first must take out a notice of intention to marry. That we must do 3 days before.
Do we?
But of course, 3 days. Oh, we must do that today, my dear, this afternoon.
Oh, but you can't. You've got to go back to the studio.
I'm afraid that the studio will have to wait. Come, we barely have time to get to the city hall.
Have you got another dance ticket, Whitey?
That was my last one. Two rolls shot.
Well, you better get some more then. This music's terrific.
Well, Margie, now, if you just wouldn't mind, I don't think I could tramp even once more around that floor. My feet feel like they was being squeezed to death.
You mean we're going to stop?
Well, just for the next couple of dances, at least. I've been having an awful time of it. I guess dancing just isn't a thing that I'm very fancy at.
You are, too. Don't be silly. You're a swell dancer.
Well, maybe I'm managing to keep off your feet, but I can't keep off mine. You're sure taking a beating. I'm always stepping on that foot with this foot.
Well, I didn't notice you were.
If you could see my foot, you'd know I was. It feels mashed. I feel like sitting down.
Hmm? All right. Come on, let's walk outside then. There's too much of a mob to sit around in here.
Okay with me. But I'll really come back and dance a couple of more times before we go home. I really will, Margie.
Okay. Lead the way. Here, give me your hand.
Yeah. Out through that door?
Yeah, it leads out on a terrace affair. Right through there. Hey, look out for that man.
That's all I've been doing tonight, dodging people. I never seen so many whirling dervishes or whatever you'd call them before. Why can't people walk instead of whirl, like
hey,
I do?
Hey, you better take that ticket so you can come back in.
Are you sure you want to?
Well, you said we would, Whitey.
All right. Now where'll we go?
I don't know. This was your idea. I don't care.
Do you want a soda or anything like that?
No, not now. Why don't we walk around a little bit? Oh, gee, it's swell out here. Cool and... Ah, look at that moon.
Why don't we go and just set someplace? I feel like I've been on my feet since last month.
Well, there's a bench here and there's one over there. You want to walk across to that one?
Oh, they look about the same to me. Let's just park right here.
Okay. Will you see if it's wet?
No, it ain't.
Well, did you have to sit on it to find out?
Well, I didn't really mean to sit down. I just sort of dropped in it. It isn't wet, Margie. Sit down.
Okay. It's really a swell night, isn't it, Whitey?
Yeah. Quiet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Look up.
Where?
Just up.
Hmm? Yeah.
See anything?
Uh-uh. Just stars, clouds, and the moon.
No, I mean, don't you see anything in that cloud?
Which one?
That one. See where my finger's pointing?
Yeah.
That cloud.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a cloud from here.
Tip your head a little. Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Hey.
Like this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? See anything in that cloud?
Nope. Still looks like a cloud to me.
Now, can't you see that face in it?
Nope.
Look. See down here?
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Don't that look like a chin?
Well, by stretching the imagination a couple of miles, yes.
Now, follow along the chin up this way.
Yeah.
See the mouth?
That's a hole in the cloud.
Well, you can imagine it's a mouth, can't you?
All right. Where's the rest of the face?
Well, that's the nose there.
Hey, I thought you said that was his chin.
No. Follow it up that way. See, Margie?
Blur my right eye a little and keep the left one closed. I get what you mean. Yeah.
See the hair? Looks like it had a permanent wave.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, that piece of cloud there does look a little like a ear.
Looks cauliflower to me.
Say, don't that remind you of Carl von Dorn? A little bit?
A little bit. You know, I do seem to see a nose.
Use your imagination a little bit, Margie. See how the chin goes out a little and that nose, if that don't look like Von Dorn's nose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And see how the eyebrow is? Just like Von Dorn's, Margie.
Maybe.
Maybe if we looked hard enough, we'd find Robin around.
Say, how are they getting along? They gonna get married?
I suppose so.
When?
I don't know. I was talking to Robin this morning, and she said even they didn't know.
She's lucky.
So's he.
Yeah.
I don't think Robin knows where she's going half the time. She's that excited.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Why, if you sit right next to her and tell her something, she'll look up and say, "What?" She doesn't even hear you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And she looks like she's about to bust any minute. Boy, I've never seen a happier woman in all my life. She told me she can't eat and she can't sleep and just goes around in a daze all the time.
Well, those are all the symptoms.
Hmm?
Well, that's the way people act when they're in love, you know. Sounds to me like she's got it bad.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Must be swell for them, isn't it?
Yeah, getting married and all that. Yeah, it's all right.
See anything more in those clouds?
I haven't been looking. Just thinking.
About what?
Oh, I don't know. Mostly me.
How are your feet?
Oh, it ain't them. I think I got symptoms, too.
Symptoms? Of what?
Same thing as Robin. I haven't been eating very well of late, and sometimes I don't hear things that are said to me, and... Well, right here inside, I feel like I'm going to bust. Those are the symptoms, aren't they, Marjorie?
Well, it sounds like it to me, Whitey.
Well, that's the way I've been ever since I've known you.
Have you, Whitey?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Margie. It'd sure be swell if you and me were going to get married like Robin and Carl.
Now, was Whitey proposing to Margie? Are they going to be married, too? But to get married is not an easy thing, as Robin and Carl are finding out. Listen to the following chapters.